Rodeo has been embedded in the American landscape from the earliest days of ranching, a showcase for talented cowboys and cowgirls, and big-time entertainment for fans who crowd arenas large and small. But as only a game's Ron Schachter found out when he recently visited Angola, Louisiana, there's at least one rodeo that isn't over until all the prisoners are counted.
2 hours before the start of the Angola Prison Rodeo, a tractor grooms the large oval in the middle of a concrete, tin-roofed stadium seating over 10,000. This sold-out 47-year-old event, in which the competitors are inmates, takes place every Sunday in October and on one weekend in April. It draws rodeo fans and the curious from Louisiana and beyond, and it also brings some positive attention to the sprawling Louisiana State Penitentiary, about an hour north of Baton Rouge. Barely 10% of the more than 5,000 prisoners here, about half of them doing their time for murder, will ever go free from this prison. During opening ceremonies, the 70 or so prisoners participating in today's rodeo join hands in a large circle at the center of the arena. Most have no riding experience, but inmate John Jones has been a rodeo regular for the past 12 years. He says the extra income, as well as the adrenaline rush, make it worth the perils of taking on angry bulls and wild horses.
Well, a lot of folks think it's crazy, but we're out here to win a little money that some of us don't ask our families for. I mean, our families didn't put us in the penitentiary.
Joseph Martin, a 3-year rodeo veteran who's serving life, says he gets something more out of competing.
I got nothing to lose. This is what I live for now. I'm here by myself, no family support on the outside, so this is my Christmas. For me, last week I had a little kid holler out my name, and you know, he was rooting for me. That made me feel good. And he was having fun, so that made me feel even better. You know, it reminded me back when I was a kid, which was a long time ago.
The closest thing to Angola's staff cowboy is Mike Vinoy. For the past 30 years, he's been the farm manager on this 18,000-acre former southern plantation. Vinoy supervises the prisoners who tend Angola's 2,000 head of cattle and thousands of acres of crops.
Most of these guys here never saw an animal before they come here. Never saw a horse or a cow before they come to Angola.
Vinoy offers tips to the competitors, from keeping their chins tucked in while riding the bulls to leaning back when they're on the horses. An outside company provides the bulls and bucking broncos for the rodeo. Vinoy adds that these animals are less formidable than those on the pro rodeo circuit.
We do like bulls are used for high school kids to ride. They're not aggressive. They don't jump as hard, buck as hard. You know, it's what professionals ride. And we're not trying to get anybody hurt over here or killed, you know.
Today's rodeo contestants are decked out in safety helmets and long-sleeve shirts with broad vertical black and white stripes. There's even a convict-related theme to the rodeo events, starting with Bust Out, in which 8 prisoners, precariously perched on 8 snorting bulls, break from the starting chutes. In barely 2 seconds, all of the riders are unseated and scrambling on the ground for safety. While some stay on longer during the bareback riding competition, most of the events here call for less skill and experience. Instead of calf roping from horseback, teams of prisoners standing on the ground try to tackle the calves released in front of them. In another contest, 2 prisoners have to control a wild horse that's already been roped, while a third tries to scramble aboard. Then there's the wild cow milking competition. The event, Convict Poker, draws on a distinctly different set of abilities as a charging bull takes aim at 4 card players sitting at a table in the middle of the ring. The champion is the last one to leave his seat. Joseph Martin won this event last week with a simple approach.
Don't move. Don't move. Last week, the bull hit the table and he spun around and I could have actually reached out and petted him. He was that close. And you just got to think, man, don't move. It's actually, believe it or not, it's playing poker with a bull. Who can sit there to still, it's the longest, you know.
Movement is the name of the game in the Angola Rodeo's final event, Guts and Glory, which pits a large and ornery bull against the entire cast of prisoners. Each competes to grab the poker chip posted between the animal's long horns, resulting in plenty of human bovine altercations. After arriving 17 years ago, Angola warden Burl Kane expanded the rodeo, built the arena entirely with inmate labor, and started a prisoner crafts fair on rodeo days. He says programs like these have prevented some of the problems plaguing other large prisons.
Because I knew if we could keep these inmates really busy and focused, we wouldn't have as much violence. It was a very violent prison back then, and so it worked. They got busy. They had other purposes other than be predators on each other. Then I didn't have any gangs because everybody belonged to a club.
Back in the rodeo arena, inmate John Jones, who over the past 12 years has managed to avoid the broken bones, joint dislocations, and concussions that often come with this sport, is thinking about hanging up his spurs.
Well, believe it or not, I have a female friend that told me to retire from it, that she wants me in one piece and she don't want me being broke up. So this may be my last time.
Joseph Martin, who participated in four events today, admits that rodeo is still a consuming passion for him, and one which he's aiming to improve on, with a little help from his cellmates.
You know, people watch the rodeo back in the dorms, and I ask them, you know, where my mistakes were, and they tell you, hey, you know, this is where you messed up, and you think, well, don't do that again. And that's how you're getting better and better. I've been on a lot of...
Martin has already signed up for the next edition of the Angola Rodeo in late April. For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter.
And I ride the rodeo, Angola Rodeo. I ride the rodeo, Warden Kane. And I rode the bucking man.
You're listening to Only a Game.